coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
And I was like,
what?
Ahoy there!
Oh God, sorry, I'm a little seasick, Cliff.
Oh, you were only sick because you ate so many cookies on this boat.
No. Surely it's the lake.
It's not Lake Zurich. It's known for its placidity.
It couldn't be all that food, eh?
It couldn't be. Couldn't be. You're still belching up Belgian waffles from a month ago.
Well, they were really good.
They're repeating.
I always say if you're gonna belch something up, let it be something good, like a Belgian waffle.
Let it be.
I hate when you belch up salads.
I hate when you belch up a salad. A radish coming up there. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 back in Busheltown.
Hello, Busheltown, if you're listening.
Remember,
I know you're listening.
No, they're asleep. It's 4 a.m. Sunday morning where they are. Don't wake them up. But if you've downloaded somehow online, good job. We love it.
You've accidentally clicked on a link that some pop-up spyware downloaded this show.
This is not malware. This is just an internet talk show. And what is it about? Why don't you open the show?
Well, we're talking sins, Cliff. We're going to count down the 7 deadliest sins. I know.
We'll feel like Casey Kasem.
I have nothing to say about that.
I'd like to dedicate this next deadly sin.
I couldn't remember what he sounded like.
Sounded just like that.
I'm getting too old and too forgetful.
We're
counting down, Cliff. Everybody knows the one that we identify with most. But we'll get to that later.
Why don't you tell me what sin comes in at number 7?
Let's see. You know, I'm going to go ahead and just say wrath.
Because
we got a lot of wrath in us. And it's not that bad.
Well, it's pretty bad. If you're listeners, if you have a lot of wrath, you can listen back to some of the recent shows we've done about rage and curbing rage and stuffing the rage back inside or whatever they were.
Cram that rage back down your throat.
Cram it.
It's like hard drive throwing rage. You know, there's levels of rages and we are.
Right.
It's okay. It's number 7. Right. The others are worse.
The others are... You think so?
What do you think?
Cram it.
Are we going to have a disagreement here? Are we going to have a 7 deadly sin disagreement right here at the beginning of the show?
Well, Will Rogers said, people who fly into a rage always make a bad landing. And that's true, Kendall. Don't fly into a rage.
Well,
moron.
I would care a parachute. I'm flying into a rage right now.
Oh, we enjoy this beautiful lake.
No, please. Dear, please move slowly.
Oh, crack, here.
I'm so sorry. What is happening?
Why are y'all hauling her in like this?
Oh, we've been out walking around the lake, dear. I tripped and I pulled my back out, dear. I can barely move. Breathing is difficult even.
Oh, crackpot.
Yes.
Hoist her leg.
No, easy.
Oh my goodness.
Enough there, crackpot.
All right.
Oh, dear, thank you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you could make it in here. What do you guys think about the 7 deadly sins?
Speak of the seven deadly sins, please. Why would you bring up such a terrible subject here?
That's the topic of the show.
Wait, you agreed to this.
It's its countdown.
Oh, boss. I thought you said something else.
I thought you said the 7 deadly kittens.
Oh, I thought they said the 7 beautiful kittens, dear. I thought kittens, everyone love kittens.
Of course everyone loves kittens. Why would we talk about such a terrible thing on the show like sins, dear?
You guys are driving me nuts.
Well, it's a good thing to talk about.
We're on this boat.
We want to make sure that we don't do them. We're telling the listeners what not to do.
Oh, well,
in that case, dear, it's a wonderful idea.
Oh, I don't know, dear.
Yeah, we mustn't stay. I think this is going to get your bowels all
in pieces,
dear. You know what's happening.
Along.
Come along, dear.
When you mention them. Oh,
grab me. here, dear, but don't push too hard on the lift here.
All right,
well.
Oh, my God. This is, Kendall, have you noticed?
That was a seven deadly sin right there.
Have you noticed the show's devolved into madness?
This is a show?
And it just, this is it. People are thinking, well, when's the damn show going to start?
They're like, when are they going to get to number six? That's what they're thinking.
Whip it out.
Oh, easy. Envy.
Who are you envious of?
I'm not.
Who are you? You're not?
Anybody that's not fat. But I feel like everybody's envious. Just like everybody's wrathful. I'm just saying, it's one of those things. I have to put them in order. I have to have a reason.
All right. Okay.
You're envious of how good I am at this list.
I'm not envious. I'm still on wrath over here. I'm thinking.
If you don't move much past wrath usually.
Pardon me if I pride myself on being able to count down the seven deadly sins a little bit better than you.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Okay, if you're going to talk about envy.
I'm back at wrath.
Then you're like, I don't know. No, I don't envy anybody except for the thing.
Why don't you take over, Mr. Number Five?
Coming in at number five on this seven deadly sin countdown, we've got pride.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, why?
Now, don't you know that Alexander Pope, in his essay on criticism, he said, what the weak head with strong bias...
Oh, yeah. This is way better. This is so exciting. This list is thrilling.
It's coming alive.
Somebody just jumped off the boat.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I was choking on some salt water. What the weak head with strongest bias rules is pride, the never-failing vice of fools.
What a fool.
Kendall, that therefore, you're the one who must have the prize.
Oh, this is going so well. I can't wait to see what the other sins hold for us.
That's the top three, or the bottom three.
Is it break time yet?
No, it's time for a segment.
I'm envious of those people over there, not in this booth.
Oh, my God. Why is Charles the Contractor, does he not know there's a bathroom downstairs?
He's Charles, pull your pants
up. He's hanging his ass over
Good
the side
God.
Of the boat.
Hold on.
Charles,
why do we break it? Charles, I swear to God on my mother's grave.
I looked at dead number two over there.
Oh, my God. She meant number two, the yachting term.
I think she was talking about the list of seven deadly sins.
Oh, let's go back to wrath.
Let's go back to wrath.
For a minute. Now, Kendall, if you say so, it's time for a segment.
Oh, do I say so? Great.
Because I said so. I think you and I should remake that Diane Keaton movie, Because I Said So, about two fat co-hosts instead of a mother and daughter.
Why do I have to listen to this show?
Because I said so.
I love it. It's a great idea. Writes itself. All right.
That's why I like it.
Cliff.
Yeah.
You want to start with something
blank.
Weird? Blank? You want to start with something blank?
I want to start with something blank.
All right. We'll save the weirdness for later.
This and listeners can't handle anything weirder than reality at this moment.
Weird.
Okay?
It's too weird already.
It's too weird.
Time to fill in the blanks, Cliff. All right. Cliff, the human race has one really effective weapon, and that is blank. Mark Twain said it. That old riverboat captain.
Scud missiles.
No!
No?
No, Cliff. God, so close. Laughter.
I didn't know we were armed so heavily.
But if the laughter doesn't work, pull out those scud missiles.
Blow them up. Kendall, at the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilmun ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's blank. I suggest you try it.
Wonderful.
No, Kendall, that was Dr. Evil. I figured you would know since you were Dr. Evil all those Halloweens.
It's been a long time.
Breathtaking.
Well, breathtaking.
Breathtaking. A shorn scrotum is breathtaking.
Wonderful, breathtaking, same thing.
Tomato, tomato.
I have no special talent. I am only passionately blank. And that was Albert Einstein that said it.
Curious.
Yes.
Really?
Have I said it before?
No.
Have
I'm
I really?
Just good. You forget who you're playing with.
Well, I was considering the eye roll that you gave me.
It's because we're on a boat. My eyes are just bobbing up and down.
Yeah.
Kendall, nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him blank. That was said by Lincoln.
Dignity.
No.
Or give him death.
No. If you want to test a man's character, give him power.
Oh.
Good one. Good one, Lincoln.
Man knew what he's talking
Thanks,
about.
Thanks, Abe.
I'd love to kiss you, but I just washed my blank. Betty Davis said that.
I just washed my hair.
Yeah. My hair.
Kendall. I'm completely in favor of the separation of church and state. My idea is that these two institutions screw us up enough on their own, so both of them together is certain blank.
Doom.
Death. Close enough. That was George Carlin.
Doom, death, tomato, tomato.
Doom, death, power, breathtaking.
All right, I got one more for you.
All right.
Adolescence is just one big walking blank.
Erection.
No, Carol Burnett said it.
Oh,
she would never say that.
No, she would. One big walking boner.
Oh, no, pimple.
Oh. Kendall, a fool and his money are soon blank.
Dust.
Oh, no. A fool and his money are soon elected. And that was said by Will Rogers.
Oh, Will Rogers.
Since you think you're so good at counting down these deadly sins, give me number four. What is it?
All right, let's see. Number four.
Coming in at number four.
Lust.
Oh, damn. I thought that would rank higher.
Why?
Isn't it your favorite?
Well, we're ranking the worst at the top, right?
I thought we were ranking the best at the top. Oh. We've been ranking them all wrong.
Herein lies the problem.
Well, shit. Tell me about lust. Tell me some lust memories of yours.
Ooh.
When did you first experience lust?
I don't know if we got time or the bandwidth.
Let me check the bandwidth. Yep, got plenty. Got plenty left over here. So.
Oh, Cliff, when I was a young man and I found a Playboy in the woods. No, we won't. I won't go into lustful stories, but lust is a...
I won't go into lustful stories.
Personal lustful stories.
Thank you personally. Thank you, however, for not spitting lust on the air.
Yeah, I can't walk in there, dear, but please don't talk about lust on the show.
Good news, dear. He's refusing to speak about lust.
I did it for you, Mrs. Butter 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 Church.
I'm trying to make it.
Oh, bless you, dear.
All right.
They're on my side.
Time is on my side.
Now, Cliff, I know people want to know what the next deadly sin is, and we'll get to that right after this break. Dong, dong, dong.
Okay.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
In an emergency, it's critical for your rescuers to know if you have diabetes, an allergy to medication, a heart problem, or any other medical condition. When you join Medic Alert, your emblem tells them about your condition and shows them the number to call for vital information from your medical file. Medic Alert membership, it's instant identification, and so much more. Join now.
I believe fat people are people too. And you've never heard fat people like this before. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back. I thought you'd be an awful slothful over there, Kendall. That's not singing welcome back, but whatever.
Well, somebody could tell me that we're on the air again.
Hold on. Mrs. Bobby, why didn't you tell Kendall we were back on the air? Aren't you making those hand motions
that
you
realize on? Don't blame him. He's dropped his bowel medication over the edge.
Oh, dear. Dropped one of his other bowel medication.
Please, dear, please find that bowel medication.
Who could be in there?
Here it is.
What's Annette gonna do?
Oh, didn't you love Annette Funicello?
I did. That's exactly where my mind went.
I remember when, I don't know how old I was, but there was a TV movie, and it might have been a two-nighter, about Annette's life that came on. Do you remember that? It was a TV movie, and it was the life of Annette Funicello. But she was in it, and she was there in part of it, and it was so sad because it was after she had, you know, MS, and she was in the wheelchair, but she'd just been so brave and such a mousketeer.
I don't know if I remember or not, although I don't remember, like, putting my shoes on this morning, so...
Kendall, you're not wearing shoes.
Oh, shit, I knew I forgot something.
The idiot.
Next up on the list of deadly sins, Cliff.
Stupidity.
No, thank God, that's not a sin.
Thank God.
That's not what's going to send us all to hell. next up is greed.
Oh, now that's the one I think is the worst.
Well, I'm only thinking that there's another one here that's worse.
Oh, well, don't tell me yet.
I know. I can't really discuss why. So we'll all wait right until we get to the top. I don't want to fool the listeners and tell them early.
Tell me a greed memory.
A greed memory.
Of any sort. That's a very broad question.
I know.
It's not a question. It's a direction. Do it.
What's my motivation?
It's I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Shit. Oh, well, Cliff, I know that there are plenty of greedy stories that I don't want to talk about that I just can't go to.
No, when have you ever been greedy?
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about other people that I don't want to talk about.
No.
But personally, I know that I get a little greedy sometimes with, like, you know, like when you're like... you're losing weight those few times in our life that it happened. And I think, oh, well, I could eat this. Or I get a little greedy thinking I can handle that. Or, you know, I mean, that's one way I get greedy. I get greedy with people's time.
Okay. Did you ever steal anything?
Have I stolen anything?
Anything?
My mother was a big kleptomaniac.
Okay.
So it kind of pushed me away from stealing.
Because
she would terrify me when she would just say, I put that in my purse.
Oh.
And so I wasn't that bad about stealing. She was, though.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
She stole enough for both of you.
What have you stole?
What am I stealing?
All the listeners' hearts.
Other than that, can't think. Now, back a long time ago, I once worked at a store, and a party store, and they sometimes did things that made me mad, which made me think, well, you know what? I know where the security cameras are, and if I need this Halloween decorated rubber ducky, guess I can stick it in my pants, walk right out. So,
which is how every good Cliff story starts.
Right.
I guess I can stick this rubber ducky in my pants.
And I can neither confirm nor deny how many times that might not have happened.
Was it always a rubber ducky?
Was it always in my mind? Maybe.
Oh.
You never know.
Ooh, we got deep in here.
Ooh.
Just like this lake.
This lake is deep. How deep is it?
Well,
how deep is your lake?
Let's throw Charles overboard and see how deep it is.
I really need to know, 'cause we're living in a lake of...
I was going to say, if you'll stop singing for 1 second, I'll tell you.
All right.
161 feet.
Is that all?
No, that is the average depth.
Oh.
The max depth is 446 feet.
Oh,
it's written right up there above the door to the cabin of the yacht.
Oh, well, we could lower Charles and ask him about what level he thinks it's at.
I think it's a great idea.
He probably, you know, give him a Ziploc bag full of air and a straw.
Tell him, this'll last you.
This'll last you.
No, that would be a deadly sin in some way, I'm sure.
Oh, Kendall, you are such a good person not wanting to commit these seven deadly sins.
Well, murder is not on here, by the way.
Oh, by the way.
But next up, oh, God, is that. That is number one on the deadliest list. No.
Sorry, it's because we're on a boat. It tasted like blorch. No, I'm sorry.
Next up to me, and by saying number two, it's going to give you number one, too. So let's just go ahead and knock them out.
Okay.
Number two is...
Wait, no, don't. Will it knock him out?
Well, if I tell you number two and I've told you six deadly sins, you're going to know the last one.
Do you think I remember what they all are? No, it won't. Just tell us number...
Number two is sloth.
Sloth, yeah. Now, see, I think greed is worse than sloth.
All right. I don't, because I'm slothy and I'm huge and fat. And
he's so lazy he can't even put up an argument.
I'm too slothy to even be greedy.
You slothy bitch.
I'm just sitting over there being slothy.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kendall, let me tell you what happened the other day. I was outside our motel here in Zurich, right? So I had gone out to get one of those big Zurich pastries.
Oh, over from the confectioner's cafe?
Yeah. Because, and I thought, I need some confections. It's about 8 a.m. in the morning somewhere. And so I went over.
It's 8 a.m. somewhere.
The jet lag. I don't know what time it is, where we are. I don't know. So I just go when I go, and if it's open, I get a confection. And so I went, got a confection, came back to the motel, and as I was going up the steps, there was somebody do like working out on the steps. Can you believe this? Even crazier, they were working out, and they were,
that'll turn my head.
They were walking up and down and holding weights in their hands right outside our motel. Can you believe that?
No, I cannot.
I thought, here's all I need. I got a bag full of 10 pounds of confections. And then some healthy
person. You were going up and down the stairs getting those bags of confections out of the taxi.
And I had like 7 heart attacks. I had to sit down, cool off between each trip.
I know. It makes me tired watching people do that.
But I thought, I'm going to have to think of this inspirational person. And I, as soon as I finished the confections.
I was going to say, as soon as you shut the door and you started eating the confections, you forgot all about them.
Well, I didn't forget, but I did eat. They were going to go bad.
Well, of course.
I think maybe wastefulness is the number one deadly sin.
Not want not.
Hey, did Benjamin Franklin, he wrote the sin book, right?
He wrote the sin book.
He wrote the book on sins. He wrote the book on sins.
There you go. What we got up next, Cliff?
I don't know.
We only got one deadly sin left. We don't want
to. No, don't.
We want to get that out here too early.
No. We don't want people turning it off because they've already heard the countdown.
Like, heard it. I don't need to listen anymore.
They've already learned all that there is to know. You know, a lot of people are out there doing their master's thesis on the 7 deadly sins. They think, how can I quickly learn about them all? How about I download this show?
The Cliff Notes.
And the Cliff and Kendall Notes.
Yeah.
And so they downloaded this one and they're eagerly awaiting what number 7 is because they don't know.
We're going to get to that in just a second. But why don't you take a break from your thesis learning.
Take a break from your learning.
We're gonna get into something
weird.
Hey, yes. You wanna hear something weird, Cliff?
I do.
Should we bring them in? They're gonna listen out there.
Let's see what they wanna do. Hey, you wanna come in?
Yes,
dear. We got this chair now that they're pushing.
Push her in.
Careful of the door, dear. Careful of the door. You're gonna break the booth. Dear, please. Oh, hey, careful, please. Oh, that's great. That was fun.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Ooh, good. Right,
do you want to hear something? Yes, thank you, Crockpot. Would you like to hear something weird?
Yes, boys.
Happy to hear something weird. I just taken a Percocet, dear, and I'm feeling wonderful, dear.
Ooh, and you know, it's begun raining. It's pouring down rain on the lake. It's a beautiful sight to see. It reminds me of the time we went to Lake Whistletown, dear, had a romantic weekend.
Oh, that was wonderful.
When I accidentally dropped both oars into the lake, and we had to wait for the tide to take us back to shore.
Oh, I was terrified. I was so terrified, but I looked into your eyes, and you had that wonderful smell about you, dear.
All right, yeah, that's it. Well, let's get on with the show.
Yes. Please, we've got some weird stuff to get to.
All right, Kendall, start us out.
Proper etiquette, dear. Oh,
my disgust.
There's not enough Percocet in the world, dear. That's a deadly sin.
All right. Sorry.
All right. All right, everyone. Listen up.
Listen up.
The movie It isn't out until September, you know.
Listen up.
But motorists in California may have thought they were getting a preview when they spotted a creepy clown standing on 101, which we know very well living out in LA. He was wielding a bloody machete. On Wednesday, the sheriff's office arrived on the scene with the guns drawn to find this clip. Look at this picture. And he was a 61-year-old man holding out his thumb like a hitchhiker. Now, this seems like something I could just see somebody doing, like, this is going to be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But he almost got killed probably for it, but it was just some cotton and red dye, and there was nothing to be. There was no crime he committed, so they couldn't arrest him.
Well,
that's horrible, dude. It's absolutely horrible.
Well, guys, just hold on, because my stories are about to prove that wasn't weird at all.
That wasn't weird. It was terrible, dear. Thank you, Mrs.
Buzz, I think I'm tired of hearing stories about people standing around in costumes.
All right, then.
Then you're going to love. All right, everybody. Now, speaking of Sweden, there's a Swedish pet owner that gave an injured fish a new leash on life, guys.
Yeah, I could see that.
They made a harness that allows the little fish to swim around in its tank.
Oh, well, listen, that's the Swedish.
Oh, hard work. It makes me believe in humanity again, Bob.
It does, dear. It warms my heart.
Because the fish, it had lost its power to swim, and the owners, they said, Our fish was stuck at the bottom of the tank because its swim bladder was damaged. So we built a small harness out of twist ties to which we attached pieces of cork to help it swim and float. And I watched the video and it was just wagging and flipping through the flipping its fins.
I'd like to nominate them for a hero award. That's a wonderful story.
Oh, someone called Anderson Cooper.
And that's weird.
That is weird. Have you ever done that?
It's weird how wonderful it was. Oh,
it is bizarre to do something so beautiful
to
stay in.
I feel a little teamed up on. I'm not going to clown around this time.
Shut up.
You're welcome. It wasn't a test, but it wasn't a real emergency broadcast either. On Tuesday evening...
What the hell was it?
TV viewers in parts of southern New Jersey saw a sudden and alarming... flash across their screens right in the middle of prime time, which read a civil authority has issued a nuclear power plant warning for the following counties. Would that not terrify you, either terrify you or make you think you're in Springfield? It turned out to be an accident. It was something they were sending out for a test scenario, and they accidentally coded it wrong and sent it out to everybody.
Listen, if you guys want to hear something really weird, I hope, like I do, other than that really weird fish story, here's another. Kendall, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurch.
Yes, dear. Thank
you
for
including me. And Mr. Snodbottom.
Good old boy.
Listen, residents of a Maine neighborhood awoke to what but a pungent mess.
Oh, dear. Mr. Snodbottom, dear. Have you been there?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You zing.
Oh, that Percocet is strong today.
It's just a roast-like atmosphere of the show. It's okay.
I love it.
Oh, boy.
Well, all right, so they awoke to a pungent mess when a truck dumped gallons of chicken parts on more than a mile of road. Police said the tailgate on a truck operated by a Maine-based food waste collection company malfunctioned, had a wardrobe malfunction, causing waste to pour out from the back vehicle as it traveled for more than a mile. Police said the chicken parts, which were being transported for waste processing, were cleaned up within a few hours. And I'm telling you, that is the weirdest news item you heard today.
Oh, you gotta be clucking, kidding.
Dear, that was quite the story.
Settle down, Buzz. I think we can all agree the weirdest news story was that very heartwarming story about a fish that learned to swim and humans learned to love.
It was a wonderful story. Sorry, kid, the boy.
Sorry about that, boy.
All right, fine.
Thank you.
I had a third story that was going to blow all the weird news stories out of the water, but I'll save it for next time.
No, it wasn't. He's lying.
All right.
Oh, dear, isn't it about time to take more of your back medication?
Oh, dear, yes, it is. Maybe we should have been sharing with that medication.
Good idea, dear.
You're going to need a bigger glass than that.
All right, Kendall, I love it. You love it. We're on the lake.
We all love it.
Come on. Now, don't tell us that number one sin just yet.
All right.
Because guess what? Can you read me in the brain waves and know what's next?
Emergency tip quiz?
No.
I don't know.
It's a psychic connection game.
Oh, is that in this episode?
It is. So, good luck.
Oh, it is. Because
obviously your psychic waves are not working.
They're a bit off. They're a bit off. I've been reading Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's Percocetic psychotic waves.
Somebody.
Let's play.
Psychotic. Kendall, all right, so I'm going to say name of such and such. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, and we're going to name it.
All right.
Okay? And listeners, feel free to shout yours out along with us.
Shout it.
See if we are all on the same wavelength.
All on the same wavelength.
Okay. Kendall, name a Jim Carrey movie.
1, 2, 3. The Mask.
Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
I didn't know you wanted to name what you just said. I would have got it.
You know, when you said Mask and I said The Grinch. Kendall, name a book of the Bible.
Alright. Genesis.
Deuteronomy.
Dude, what, you picked the weirdest one?
It's the most popular one.
Is it?
Because they named one of the cats after it. Kendall, name. Look, I don't want people to think we're all about the Bible, so name something about Satan.
Okay.
Horns.
Hey! Yes. We've both been to hell and back.
Oh, thank God. All right, Kendall, name something salty.
Okay. Salt
Ocean,
Lake.
Okay. Kendall, name something sweet.
Cake.
Sugar cube. Name, Kendall, finally.
Blocks of sweetness.
Name, a genital.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right.
Vagina.
JJ, there we go. Yeah, all right, I was waiting for you to 1, 2, 3 it, but you didn't, but we both were saying the same word. All right.
Caught me off guard with the genitals.
I got you two horned up, which brings us to the number one deadliest of the seven sins.
And I rank it number one because
we're on the seven seas.
We're the worst.
Okay.
We're the worst offender of it.
Isn't it? No, I only just realized what it is.
I know. I saw the genuine reaction.
Saw, yeah.
Gluttony. We're gluttonous in every way. And don't be like us. Don't follow us.
We always want more, don't we?
We do. Always. I want to show you my socks. Always. I know we're late in the show. But
all right.
I want to show you my socks.
And this is an audio show. All right. Fuck this shit. There you go.
I don't know. Thought I would share that with the listeners.
I liked it. I'm glad you did. You
I'm
know,
glad I did too.
Here's what listeners really want out of a show. They like the moments where we're just ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Where there's long, quiet pauses.
Yeah. Where we're just existing.
They love those. Love them.
They love them. Hey.
We get more letters.
No, listen, if they didn't love them, wouldn't they have told us after 10 years?
They would have.
Kendall, finally.
Finally.
It's sad that the show has to end, but it always does.
Always.
Always does. Kendall, people say that money is not the key to happiness, but I always figured if you have enough money, you can have a key made. And that was said by,
go.
Oh, God bless her. Don't you still miss her? Joan Rivers.
Oh, I love her.
I still miss her.
I love her. Well, and as to the seven deadly sins, I deplore pride, wrath, lust, envy, and greed. Gluttony and sloth, I pretty much plan my day around.
Ooh.
That was Robert Brilf.
Oh, Brilf?
Brilf.
Brilf?
He's too lazy to say it right.
All right.
Okay.
I'm clear.
I'm Ken. I'm going to go jump in the lake.
Please do. All right. Hey, guys. He's coming to jump.
Oh, yes. Have some of this medication.
Put on one of those glasses.
Oh, Tom, watch out.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Ram it.